Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's right. Welcome in. Full show tonight. Very excited. Woo! And we are going to get to little John Beilein, Michigan discussion. What a dominant performance that was.
I mean, gosh,
honestly, the Michigan football team could have used that Michigan basketball defense on Saturday. They almost held North Carolina under 62
points.
They
almost did. That was their goal. That was amazing. And I was there, okay, at the Chrysler Center, okay? And afterwards, and I don't know, I mean, I've been around Roy Williams a few times, and I don't know if he does this act often, but he did that's the most frustrated I've ever been. I am the worst. This is the worst coaching job I've ever done. And while he was ripping on his own team, he was praising Beilein. Like, they frustrated them into utter nonsense the second half. That was, for a November college basketball game, that was a pretty stunning, interesting show.
As good as it gets. And to me, it sends a message to the teams here in Detroit about reinvention and, you know, evolving. But we'll get to that coming up a little bit later in the show. Yes.
Let's introduce our new producer for the show today, Don Cornelius from Soul Train, wearing the purple shimmering shirt.
It is. It's not like a cotton shirt. It's like...
No, it's shimmering.
Yeah.
Look at Hatchet. It's like, it's like sparkly.
Like, we don't even have the lights on in the studio right now. Hatchet's shirt is just beaming.
Sparkly.
Well, okay. It's shimmery. Yeah. No, it's great. It's awesome. We love it.
It's something. Now, you want to present a question for Lions fans here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In light of the comments that we saw earlier today, and Ndamukong Suh, who's going to be here on Sunday.
Oh,
I don't know if
boy.
You heard. Yeah.
Huge
game for the Lions, too, because, gosh, with a win, they could really turn this season around.
They're right back in it.
But Ndamukong Suh, you know, was asked about Matthew Stafford, but in a roundabout way earlier this season, was asked about quarterbacks and who he's played with. And he said, you know, he much enjoyed playing with Jared Goff and Jay Cutler, and he would have to say that those are the two quarterbacks he enjoyed playing with more so than anyone else.
I think he even said the best quarterbacks. With Goff, he said the best quarterback I've ever played with.
Very true.
Mm-hmm.
Now, today, Matthew Stafford was asked. Apparently, he was in the locker room in Allen Park. He didn't have much of a comment. Just said, oh, Sue said that. All right, good for him.
Basically, Sue.
Yeah, move on. You know, nothing to see here. But you have an interesting question.
Okay.
I think this is going to flop. But go ahead.
See, I think it is too, but because we both think it, that means it won't.
That's true, yeah.
And the crazy Italian kid gave his endorsement, so I think we're fine. It just dawned on me, the Stafford thing, and again, not piling on Stafford. He has his fans here, but a lot more people than ever, I think, are kind of fed up with the 10-year wait. Just like people, there were a lot more fans of Ndamukong Suh than we realized, but everybody got all angry with the stomps and him being surly and everything.
He was costing the team.
Okay,
yes, I
understand that.
A little out of control.
I understand that. Right here, right now, forget salary cap implications, forget how it would happen, forget if it would have required all sorts of historical changes, forget it. Just right now, if you could only have one on the Lions, would you rather have Matthew Stafford or Ndamukong Suh? And understand this. It's not that far apart. Stafford, the highest paid quarterback for a while. Suh, the highest paid defensive player for a while. Both very highly acclaimed, accomplished individual things, but not team things. Suh, obviously, didn't want to stay here. Stafford has wanted to stay here. Maybe Seuss wanted bigger, better things, and Stafford was comfortable. Whatever. Forgetting the positions, I'm not going to tell you who your quarterback is if you pick Sue. Right now, if things came out different, would you rather have Stafford still on the team or Sue on the team? 248-539-9797. Ticket text. The 97136. Go.
What's your answer? See, because I don't think that I actually got your answer before the show. So I'm very intrigued to hear this.
You noticed that.
I did.
I was still thinking about it.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm going to put you on the spot. You're going to answer this before me, then.
Okay. Well, we pulled the answer out of the crazy Italian kid.
Yeah, it was really easy. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He said Sue. He'd rather have Sue. Who would you rather have? I will say this. In his own realm, Sue has been more dominant in his position than Stafford has been in his position, right?
That's fair.
I mean, all pros or Pro Bowls or whatever.
He was a disaster with the Dolphins.
It
hurt them because of his contract, yes.
And I think he's about some of the wrong things, like just money and not really being a great teammate, but can be dominant.
Did you hear? He wants to be a billionaire, Warren Buffett. Yeah.
But you know what? Stafford could be about, you could argue, just about the money, stayed here to get the biggest contract, right?
Doesn't seem to really care all that much, isn't overly passionate or intense.
Stafford or Sue... 248-539-9797, ticket text 97136. I got to say both. If you had both still...
Okay. Answer the question.
Okay, can I ask a caveat to my
question? All right,
question?
I'm done with you.
No, here's a caveat.
Okay, go.
If I pick Sue, is he staying beyond 1 year?
You already said, though, there was no contract, there was no salary cap implications, just... You get one guy or you get the other guy. Who do you want on your team? That's it.
I'm writing it down with that little felt marker that you get. All right. My answer.
Hold on. That was the Jeopardy theme, wasn't it?
Yeah. I'm writing down my final answer.
You're the host of Soul Train, not Jeopardy, David. Come on.
Yeah.
Get that music.
I'm going to stick with Stafford.
Oh, my God.
No. It's so close.
Are you serious? After all of this?
It's so close, but because of this. Because the drop-off from Sue to another defensive lineman might not be as significant. Now, you could certainly get better than Stafford, but you might also get much, much worse. So, believe me, when I first thought of it, I thought Sue... And then I thought, okay, yes, he can be very dominant, but he's a crackpot. I don't mean crack in the literal sense. I mean, and Stafford at least.
Ursay's disappointed.
Yeah. By a very narrow margin, I'm going to say Stafford.
Boy, you just took the coward's way out, and you did it in a glorious and drawn-out way. Like 7 minutes explaining your topic and your answer. I would take Sue, but not because I think Sue is this transcendent talent and he'd be able to lead the Lions to, Super Bowls. I would take Sue just because, okay, fine. You throw Sue on the defensive side of things. That allows us to get a new quarterback.
That's a great argument.
It's
I agree.
That simple. I don't view it like really anything else. Not to mention, when Ndamukong Suh was here, that was the only time that this defense was truly one of the better ones in the league. And
you make great. Listen, I was going to go that way. I was.
I'm just saying, while, there is that whole idea. I know Caputo was a big peddler of this. I remember doing shows with him on Saturdays. The myth of Sue, okay, he really doesn't make that big of an impact. He did. And DeAndre Levy had his biggest years playing behind Ndamukong Suh, on that defensive line. Ziggy Ansah came up and emerged as a pass rushing threat because Ndamukong Suh was drawing attention in the interior of that line. And the interesting thing is, too, the NFL has evolved a little bit to the point where having a defensive tackle that can actually rush the passer and disrupt things in the middle and be athletic enough to make plays, they're coveted again in a very big way. So you could make the case, gosh, you stick an Ndamukong Suh next to Snacks Harrison and you're able to bring a Kennard off the edge, whatever it is, you can make the case the defense is better, and that allows you to potentially get a different quarterback with this offense.
Why did you make me answer first?
Because
I hadn't thought it all the way through yet, but I'm going to stick with mine. But the ticket texters are actually very, very good so far. Ticket text 97136, Z in a car. I'd rather have Sue. Listen to his reasoning. An inept Sue doesn't hurt the team as much as an inept Stafford. In other words, if he's slid down Stafford's leads, the quarterback would hurt you worse. What about this
See,
one?
But that's okay.
Because I know, he's
you would immediately have the ability to draft a quarterback. You
okay.
know?
This one says Don Cornelius would want this Sue train. That Drew Hatchett? Sue train? He won't even answer us now. He puts on one shiny purple shirt, and all of a sudden, he's above everybody.
Okay.
Oh, I'm always above everybody.
I will say, usually your jokes and your bits are very old and drawn out and not that funny. That was good.
Hey!
That was good.
The Sue.
All right.
Train.
248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. I'm still not convinced that this is really going to hit, but Wojo wanted to lead with this. We're going to do it. You can choose one right now. You don't have to factor in the salary cap, the contract, nope. whatever it is.
Fantasy world.
You either have Ndamukong Suh on your team or you have Matthew Stafford on your team. Which one do you want? We'll get to some of your feedback coming up. You jumping on the Sue train. 97.1.
That's a toughie.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.